MSU's Cello Plus series has grown into one of the state's most significant chamber music gatherings, bringing together performers and composers from around the world during the week-long festival. On Wednesday night, series founder Seren Bagratuni and others will perform the music of Armenian visiting composer Vache Sharafian. Sharafian's sound often combines traditional instruments and Armenian tunes with a deeply spiritual approach. WKAR's Peter Wharf spoke with both Bagratuni and Sharafian late last week. Their conversation began with Vache Sharafian recalling an early contact with Seren Bagratuni.
Our first meeting was on phone. One day I had a phone call, and it was Seren Bagratuni from States. I was in Yerevan, and he decided to ask me that he wants to that I would write a concerto for him. Yeah, and I wrote my first cello concerto dedicated to Seren Bagratuni that was premiered here in Michigan State University, and later also in Armenia. I did, in the same time, I wrote two versions of this concerto with a big symphony orchestra and chamber orchestra strings. So the chamber version was premiered in Armenia, and the original symphony version in Michigan State University, here conducted by Leon Gregorian, and in Armenia by Aram Garabekyan. And that was our first collaboration, and it resulted more and more new compositions that I did for Seren.
Yeah. Seren, were you involved in the compositional process in some way, or was this a complete work that was just presented to you for performance?
During the first concerto, I never am involved because, first of all, I completely trust Vache. He knows how to write for instruments, very idiomatic writing. After the concerto, when I commissioned a cycle of pieces, I asked him if you can to make it sounding as if they would be old Armenian songs, sacred songs. And because Vache is a specialist in that area, so he used some of old Armenian tunes, probably even maybe one measure worth of tune, and then he collaborated on that. Mm-hmm. So that's how the four pieces were created, two of them for cello and piano, and two of them for two cellos. But the last one, Amen Holy Father, it's for two cellos, and both players have to sing during the performance. For me, that was it was written before even all those famous pieces written by Vasks, etc., etc. He already used that technique, and we fortunately we were able to record those pieces, and it's on the CD right now.
Right, Vache Sharafian's yes. Music is featured on your most recent CD.
Pieces include written for us, we commissioned with James Forger, Dean of the College, who's a wonderful saxophone player. We commissioned jointly from Vache, he wrote for us the duo for saxophone and cello, which we premiered here in, again, in Lansing, East Lansing. Then it includes two pieces which we recorded with Deborah Moriarty again here for cello and piano. Both were based on the ancient sacred Armenian songs. And recently, I'm very proud to say that my daughter Marta, in her latest project, commissioned piece from Vache. And, you know, I was so jealous because he wrote for her incredible piece, which called Gem Rose. And that piece is unbelievably beautiful. And I said, how come you write for her something like that and not for me? So I was just...
Why did you do that?
No, well, because also Marta, Soren's daughter, is a very nice singer. And it was special for her voice and her playing. I'm very proud that it succeeded.
Vache, you've been associated with Seren and many other world-renowned musicians. Your music is known by the Hilliard Ensemble, Anna Kiko Myers, the violinist, the Avalon String Quartet, wonderful violist Yuri Bashmet, and you're also known for your association with the Silk Road Project, Yo-Yo Ma's group, which travels across the U.S. and around the world with music that connects Eastern and Western traditions, really music, global music. Tell me how you first got involved with Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Project.
Oh, yeah, thanks. One day I had a call, the person says that some great cellist, Yo-Yo Ma, want to meet you. It was like a joke or what. So they commissioned, commissioned me to write another piece for Duduk and String Quartet, which I called Morning Scent of the Acacia Song. Mm-hmm. And the piece I wrote much before that was The Sun, the Wine, and the Wind of Time.
Yes, and these ideas of connection from place to place, from one type of music to another, and these notions of suspension of time.
Yes.
Those inform works like Sun, Wind, and Wind of Time.
Yes, these words are very connected together, mm-hmm. like wine and sun and wind, something that brings to some picture that always by wind can be destroyed and start to move, something like that. And the wine that is making under the sun, grapes, and this is very popular for Caucasian nation and for duduk players because they always duduk is something that accompany Armenians through all their life, starting from a birth time, and weddings, or the baptizings even, and up the funerals.
It's an instrument, but it's a voice.
It's it sounds like a human voice.
Yeah.
It was pronounced. Proclaimed masterpiece of human intangible treasures by UNESCO. By the way, by my program and Georg Dabagyan's collaborative program in 2006, it was proclaimed a masterpiece.
By way of Armenia, that was music of Vache Sharafian on WKAR. Vache will be a visiting composer here as part of the Cello Plus series this week at Michigan State University. and his music is going to be performed Wednesday night, along with many musicians, including the organizer of Cello Plus, Professor of Cello, Seren Bagratuni. Seren, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Vache, thanks for visiting Michigan State University.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.